The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. If you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, welcome. If you're listening in Washington, D.C., welcome. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. I am just now beginning to warm up. I don't know what the weather's like in Washington, D.C., but it's a little chilly, drizzly, dreary here in Columbus. And we had our annual Pastors Masters golf event today. Outside in the rain, in the drizzle, and I am just now beginning to warm up. So I hope you're warm and toasty, or, well, it may be hot in Washington, D.C. I don't know. Then I hope you're cool. I hope you're comfortable. A question, all right? Do you, as an average American, believe that you spent more on A, taxes, or B, food, clothing, health care, and entertainment combined? Which do you think you spent the most on if you're an average American last year? Two choices. A, taxes. Number, or letter B, the sum total of all you spent on food, clothing, health care, and entertainment. Well, I would hope we spent more on food, clothing, health care, and entertainment than we did on taxes. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. No. According to recent reports, the average American spent $17,211.12 on taxes. $17,211.12 on taxes. If you're an average American, you spent $16,839.89 on food, clothing, health care, and entertainment combined. Let me break it down for you, okay? This is the average American. The average American paid $8,811.78 in federal income tax payments. However, we received $1,911.01 on average in stimulus payments. So that is subtracted. And this is really important because this is for last year. We don't usually get $1,911.01 average in stimulus payments back from the government. We don't usually get that. So, again, the average American paid $8,811.78, but subtract from that $1,911.01. On average, you paid $2,492.71 in state and local taxes. The average American paid $5,392.35 in Social Security taxes. The average American spent $2,353.42 in property taxes and $71.87 in other taxes. So the total, subtracting the stimulus check that almost all Americans receive, The total, $17,211.12. As far as expenditures, food, average $7,316.47. Clothing, which includes apparel and services, $1,434.26. Healthcare, $5,177.01. And entertainment, $2,912.15. So food, clothing, healthcare, and entertainment, the grand total, $16,839.89. So the average American spent more in taxes than on food, clothing, healthcare, and entertainment. And the Democrats want more. Yeah, they want to raise taxes. Now, since we're talking taxes, the federal government, let me just read it so I get it correct. The federal government collected a record $3,586,456,000,000 in total taxes in the first 11 months of fiscal year 2021. Let me repeat that. This is the amount collected in your taxes, $3,586,456,000,000 in the first 11 months of fiscal 2021, an all-time record. Okay? $3 trillion. Wow, that's a lot of money. However, the federal government spent $6,297,090,000,000. So we ran a deficit of $2,710,637,000,000. And the president wants to spend, in addition to our regular spending, which we're already in a huge deficit. Again, we took in $3 trillion. We spent $6 trillion. The president wants to spend another $3.5 trillion. Well, what's the answer? We just tax the rich people, right? AOC went to that big extravagant gala, and she wore the dress, tax the rich. That's the answer. Just tax the rich. That's what Bernie Sanders says. That's what the liberals say. Well, here's the problem. The Wall Street Journal ran the figures. All right? The Wall Street Journal ran the figures. Quote, the Wall Street Journal explains, you could confiscate the entire net worth of all U.S. billionaires and still not raise enough money to fund Joe Biden and Sanders' plan. Quote, there are 724 billionaires in the U.S. I had no idea. There are 724 billionaires in the U.S., according to the 2021 Forbes billionaire list released just this last April. In April, their collective net worth was $4.4 trillion. Okay? So if you were to confiscate through taxes the entire net worth of every single billionaire in America, would that fund Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden's plan? And the answer is no. According to the Congressional Budget Office, if you put together all of Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden's plan, it comes out to $5.5 trillion. So in other words, tax the rich. Tax the rich. That's what we need to do. Okay. Well, let's say we tax the rich at 100%. We just seize all of their money. We would still need another $1 trillion to pay for the plans outlined by Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. The next time you hear someone say, well, the answer is we got to tax the rich, you might put that into consideration. May I repeat? The plans being proposed by Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, if you took every penny from all of the billionaires in America, it still wouldn't pay for it. So who is going to pay for it? Yeah, it won't be the billionaires.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
How does the word religion resound with you? For me, it's usually very negative. In fact, I think that usually religion is the enemy of real biblical Christianity. We who follow Christ are not into religion. Religion can be anything. Your religion can be sitting around meditating on the fuzz in your navel. That could be your religion. You could worship a squash in your garden. You could worship a pumpkin. You could worship the neighbor's cat. Anything can be religion. We who know Christ are not into religion. We're into a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why when I saw this article that I'm holding in my hand about a professor of religion, I thought, oh boy, here we go. Well, here's the story. On MSNBC, the program Politics Nation, with the host, the Reverend Al Sharpton, he had on a guest. And his guest was Dr. Obery Hendricks, a professor of religion at Columbia University. And they began talking about President Biden's stance on abortion. And this professor of religion said that President Biden is on firm moral ground by supporting abortion, and the support of abortion is absolutely consistent with Christianity. Yeah, in order to come to the conclusion that abortion is consistent with Christianity and Christianity is consistent with abortion, you got to be wrapped up in religion. You can't be wrapped up in a relationship. Sharpton set up the discussion by referencing the Texas abortion law that President Joe Biden, Catholic President Joe Biden, has condemned. And Al Sharpton said this, and I quote, "Many Catholic leaders are cheering the new anti-abortion law. They face criticism, though, from a fellow Catholic, President Biden, the second president in U.S. history to be of the same faith." He turned to his guest, Again, Dr. Obrey Hendricks, professor of religion at Columbia University, who is the author of several books, but including, quote, Christians Against Christianity, How Right-Wing Evangelicals Are Destroying Our Nation and Our Faith. Yep, that's right. This professor for religion believes that if you are an evangelical Christian, you are destroying the faith in America. Yeah. Al Sharpton said that President Biden is in a religious bind that he is in, and asked his guest how President Biden can navigate his tension between his pro-choice politics and his Catholic faith. Now listen to this explanation from a professor of religion. He said, it is true that President Biden has contradicted his Catholic teaching, but not the Bible. Why? Because, and I quote, the word abortion isn't mentioned in Scripture. The word abortion is not mentioned in Scripture, so it's okay. He went on. First, Catholic moral teaching teaches that abortion is a sin and therefore is murder. But that's their doctrinal and ideology. Biblically, the Bible doesn't say anything about abortion as a sin or murder. Anyone who teaches differently isn't telling the truth. Even though he is contradicting the teaching of his faith, biblically, which is supposed to be the most important thing, he is on firm moral ground. But on top of that, he has taken an oath of defending the Constitution. And the Constitution, particularly with the 13th Amendment, says no one has the right to enslave anyone else's body, to lord over them, to transgress their sovereignty over their own body. So when we get down to it, Biden is on strong moral ground. First of all, because the word abortion is not found in the Bible. I can think of a whole lot of things that are sin and wrong that are not explicitly mentioned in the Bible. But the principle is there. David said he was known by God in the womb of his mother. The Psalms that David wrote are filled with verses affirming life before birth. It is amazing the way that people misinterpret and pervert God's word to prove their own point of view. So this professor of religion and Dr. Al Sharpton say President Biden may be contradicting his faith and defying his faith, but he's on firm moral ground. Wow.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.